Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Official Jets Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Betting is a team sport, but together at WynnBET, Eric Allen here with Jets middle linebacker, Mike linebacker, CJ Mosley. CJ, thank you so much for joining us in the studio as always.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with New England. I know at the end of the day, you can't carry over things from season to season. But with that being said, how important is it? Was it for this team, this organization, to put that streak behind you?
Just one less thing we have to worry about. At first, it was beating the Bills. We got over that hump last year or the year before, whenever it was. And now every time we play New England, it's 12-game streak, 13-game streak, 14-game streak. Belichick this, hates the Jets, all the stories. So hopefully now we can just quiet down and we can bring some order back to our division. So, yeah, we just want to be able to compete, want to have our name mentioned, and we have to earn that. And I feel like we've been taking those right steps. So, it's hard to carry the end of the season win over into the next year. But understanding that momentum, understanding the reason why we won, how we won, that's what's important. One penalty the whole day. You know, we was harping on playing penalty-free football. Obviously, we got turnovers on defense. Offense ran the ball really well, obviously. But the weather helping that too. But you saw a complete football game. Special teams did a great job. Greg the leg was out there kicking in that crazy conditions, can barely see. So it was fun to be a part of. And we played winning football.
How much did you enjoy that atmosphere playing in, which was basically a snow globe? That kind of game. And had you experienced one like that?
So this would take over my number one snow game, because last year was my first technical snow game when we played Buffalo at the end of the year. But that was like rain, sleet, and snow for a bit. But just being in that environment under those circumstances, the story with Coach Belichick and the Patriots, just seeing that snow go down, it just reminded me as a kid and obviously as a player now, just watching those old school Patriots game in the snow, watching those big time games, and just to be a part of that opportunity, even though everything that was going on, I never take it for granted. So I mean, anytime we can get some crazy weather, even though it might be cold or rainy and all that, at the end of the day, man, it's an opportunity for us to go out there and be our best. And obviously, playing in the snow, it just brings a kid out of you.
How do you want this 2023 Jets team to be remembered?
It was so many stories you can put on our team, starting from beginning all the way to the end. So I would say when adversity hits, it shows who you really are. And I can sit here today and say that I'm happy that the year went the way it did. Because it was a lot of hype that a lot of people not used to around here. It was all cool and dandy, but when the stuff hit the fan and the real people started to show who they really were, we didn't change who we were. From the coaches all the way to the players. Coach Sala every week had a mission. Coach Sala every week had a plan, had a goal in mind for how we wanted our team to look. And it was up to us to bring that vision to the football field. And, starting with practice every single week. It was some tough weeks where we had to come into work and swallow the pill and take that punch to the face and just keep rolling. But that's what this league is about. It's a long season. You have to endure it. You have to understand it. You have to be able to reset your process after every single week, whether it's a win, loss, or tie. But that's just the mental focus and the mental toughness that we have to have going forward. Knowing that no matter if we start slow or fast or indifferent, no matter if we're down by 10, 15 points, we always have a chance because of the man in our room.
So you said that, hey, I wouldn't want to have it any other way as far as like embracing the adversity. Do you think that ultimately this group is going to get better because of what happened this season?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we after all is said and done, we still won 7 games. Put us in another conference, put us in another division, another year. You know, that 7 games might win us a division, might win us, might get us in the playoff berth. But, this is the cards that we were dealt this year. And I feel like for the most part, you know, we did our best to handle it to the best of our ability. And, you know, we tried every single week, I feel, to put our best foot forward. You know, even though it didn't turn out the way we wanted, you know, that's just something that you have to believe. You know, when we come to work after a loss, you know, how does that look when we versus when we come to work after a win? Like, are we trying to improve? Are we okay with the satisfaction of just that one win? Or can we be even – or can we learn more from the losses that we have and why we lost and how we lost compared to the reason why we won? So, I mean, it's all mental for me, man. Like, the physical part is always going to be there.
Yeah.
As long as my body can hold up. I've been running and hitting people my whole life, so I can always do that. But being able to understand this game and understand what's asked from us every single week, day in, day out, understand the vision that we want to instill into our organization, the standard that we want to have. You know, that's the steps that we have to start taking to become a championship team.
Do you take pride in the fact, since you are a leader on this team, since you are a veteran, the way this group stuck together? Like, because I think on other rosters, maybe defenses and special teams might be pointing to offense. Like, you're not pulling your rope here. I didn't feel that at all this season, despite what was happening at times. Yeah. You know, you're talking about the continuity issues along the offensive line and you guys playing with 4 different quarterbacks. Bottom line, there were going to be struggles on that side of the ball, and there were.
Yeah, and all that being said, at the end of the day, man, we still dominated as a defense. We stuck together. There was a certain time where we felt like we were trying to do a little too much when things were going a little sideways. But, you know, that's what our coaches are for, to help us get back to our place, help us make sure that we're doing the right thing to keep the main thing. And like that small stretch where we was giving up a few more points and yards than we usually did. We had a defensive meeting like we always did. Say, hey, control what you can control. And I like click for everybody. Actually, it was on Hardy. Hardy said it, control what you can control. And that's defense and special teams. And once he said that, man, I feel like we just said, forget all the extra stuff. It's called to play, line up, and let's go. Let's go play ball.
What did the defense become this season? In terms of, you've been here for a while now, what kind of jump did they take? And then also, what do you think the future holds for this group?
Well, I'll start with the future. The future holds a bunch of young and some young great players and some crafty vets. And just that mixture, especially when the guys have been together. Now we just finished our 3rd year together as far as coaches and players. You can just feel the camaraderie that we have as a unit. To watch this last game, every play, someone celebrate with somebody.
Yeah.
It's not just DBs and DBs and linebackers. The play that that AD made on that 4th-and-1, you see a D lineman running down the field 30 yards because he's so excited. So, man, that kind of love that we have for each other when we make plays, when we're going through those tough times where we need to make adjustments on the sideline, us being able to talk it out. You know, me, the linebackers looking at the tape and saying, hey, we need to look at this run because we haven't seen this yet. And then that message gets spread across the whole defensive side of the ball. And it's just amazing to be a part of. And it's fun just to learn and experience and pick up on our defense and our and know what we're capable of every single day.
How much pride did you take in the fact of, here's Quincy Williams, guy was a waiver claim.
Mm-hmm.
Couple years in now, he's voted team MVP by your group, those guys inside the locker room. You're the guy who's been playing alongside him since he entered this building.
Sure.
How much pride in terms of this teammate next to me, the guy that I'm with every day battling, who's learned to study, who's learned the game inside and out, is taking that jump?
I said it earlier, man. He makes my job a lot easier, especially being on the field with him. The whole linebacker core, including Coach Rudy and Nathaniel. The way they approach work every day, the film work that the coaches give us, the notes that they give us, the deliberate work that they put in, it makes us better players and men because know, they're our leaders as well. You know, even though they're coaching us, we see them every day. Now we look up to them, we listen to them. You know, they're teaching us every single day, talking life, talking ball, talking all that stuff. So the respect that we have for our coaches, that makes us play harder for them when they, when we do get a call. Like, we want this call to work because, you know, that's your vision for us to be great. So we want to provide. And like Brick always said, you know, we give you the keys to the car once it's Sunday. And they just try to put us in the right position. So when you're playing with that kind of love, that kind of respect for your teammates and your coaches, it makes you want to keep going that much more harder, no matter what the result is.
Three straight seasons for you, 150-plus tackles. What's the significance?
No significance. I mean, no? Just what I do. not be funny, man. Like I said, I've been playing football my whole life. I can run and hit any time, any day. But, you know, that's to win a championship, we need more than that. We got that mental toughness part. And like I said, that's why I wouldn't take anything away from this season, because I learned so much as a player, but also as a leader. You know, how to approach people. Just, man, every year, man, I feel like I just grow so much as a player, as a leader. I never take, you know, being voted as a captain for granted. So any chance I get to just give anybody some type of motivation, advice, belief, vision, whatever it is, like, that's why I'm here. Because like I said, I can go out there and call plays and make a tackle. But if nobody believes in what we're doing, or they don't see why we're doing it, then I'm not doing my job.
Yeah. How would you describe your Jets tenure? I mean, you come in here, you have one of the best 2+ quarters I've ever seen against the Buffalo Bills, and unfortunately had the injury. Mm-hmm. Then you got a COVID year.
Yeah.
And then it's the past 3 years where you're trying to set the foundation for something.
Man, like, once again, everything's happened for a reason. No comment. Coming here as a free agent, you know, got a pretty decent contract. On paper, we looking like we can be a really good team contending. And one thing I told myself, like, you know, obviously as an athlete, when you sign somewhere, no matter what sport, two things you don't want to happen is coaching changes and injuries. And lucky for me, I got those my first 2 years as a Jet. So I was humbly blessed to have that happen to me. I got the opportunity to revamp my mind and my body as a man and as a football player. And lucky for me, you know, the injuries have been very, very light, and I've been able to perform at a high level, obviously with the work that I put in the off season and through the season, but, you know, with our great coaching staff and, you know, the people, the men and women that we have in this building to keep our minds and our bodies in the right mind space every single day.
All right. So the last few weeks of the regular season, Aaron's out there, practice, run, scout mm-hmm. team. What were those experiences like?
Man, it felt like we was back in training camp.
Yeah.
Because I honestly forgot we used to have a little period where we used to call it. So Aaron will call the offensive plays and I'll call the defensive plays. So I think maybe like a week or two after he kind of got his foot in back and was really out there throwing the ball, we kind of got back to that. And the competition went right back to where it was. And like, you just appreciate those things, because when he's there, it's like part of it. You know, we go to work, it's like our daily routine. Then when he leaves and come back, it just reminds you like how impressive this guy is, and making throws on a surgically repaired Achilles and still throwing the ball 20 yards down the field, 40 yards down the field, throwing dots off that leg. It just inspires you, because, you know, you could have hung it up. You could have did his training and took his time and stayed away, but, you know, he wanted to be here and he wanted to be on the sideline. And I'm sure he wanted to be helping coach the younger guys and keep the offense in order. And he raises the bar. Like, even though he was on scout team, you know, it's been the same guys on scout team that we've been going against all year.
Yeah.
But as soon as he get in there, they're going a little bit harder. They're catching a couple more passes. They're running the routes a little bit more crisp. Scout offensive line jump outside, he cussing them out. So, like, that's the leadership that we need. And, you know, and you love to see it.
Were there moments out there the past few weeks where you're like, damn, what if this guy was out here during the season?
I mean, it's going to happen. We have to play our part. You know, we understood like, you know, why the injury happened. We had a lot of injuries on the offensive side, you know, obviously the offensive line. So, you know, what next steps obviously are like, what can we do to make sure we can stay healthy as possible for him? Because we know with him on the field, we can be really dangerous. And like I said, at the end of the day, with everything that happened, we still won 7 games and we still had opportunity to win a lot more. Those losses that we had, why did they happen? It wasn't because of Aaron. We're not going to blame it on injury. We're not going to blame it on adversity. It's always going to be you know, what do we do to make this happen? I'm sure if you look at those games that were close that we lost, I'm sure penalties played a factor, turnovers played a factor, or third down, and that's always going to be key to victory. So how can we improve, and how can we be as good as we can be for when he does return? Because my motto is, you know, he needs us more than we need him. So if we all come in with that mindset, like, hey, let's do everything we can, especially in the offensive mindset, let me do everything I can. Let me run this route as far as I can just to draw off this one person so he can make this throw. Like, just that selfishness and that mental toughness like I'm talking about. If you can do that and continue to do that and spread that through our locker room in this organization, that would build a championship mindset.
Speaking like the ultimate leader that you are, but if he comes out here next year, he's healthy. Have you thought of how that directly impacts the defense? Because oftentimes here this year, you're playing from behind. Mm-hmm. So that means teams are going to be attacking you in a totally different way.
Yeah.
Flip it on the other side. We haven't seen this defense for long stretches where, like, hey, we're playing with the lead or we're tied late.
Yeah.
Have you thought of what that's going to look like?
More in the moment. Obviously, when teams start running the ball 40 times, it's like, all right. If we had to lead just a little bit, then it might change things up. But, you know, it's part of it. It's how the games go. Like I said, we're not going to make any excuses. They want to run it 40 times. Let's stop it 40 times. Make them earn it. So it doesn't matter how they try to attack us. We always have an answer, and we have the right people in our building, in our locker room to answer those calls. So, like I said, man, when you just keep staying healthy, keep getting better. And we know he's going to be ready when he comes back. And as a defensive player, as a linebacker, as a leader, come to work ready to go.
Can you speak about the importance of continuity? You touched upon it before as far as early on in your tenure here, there was a coaching change. But with these guys coming back now, year four, how helpful is that for you guys as a group?
It's great. You know, think about any championship team, the core guys and the core leaders, that's the foundation of the team. On all sides, offense, defense, and special teams. And I feel like we've done a great job of bringing in the right people and keeping the right people. So I have all the faith in our upstairs department to make sure that keep happening. So I have to, like I said, we just have to control what we can control. And that's make sure that we're ready to go when our name and our number is called. So, you know, for me, you know, I feel like obviously we wanted it this year, but These are those small windows of opportunity in this league where we can, you know, really do something. So
you've been part of a winning organization before.
Yeah.
You feel like maybe last summer you were entering that window and then you had to kind of maybe press pause on it, even though you're trying to win every game. But here we go, we're entering that window again.
Yeah, I mean the door has been open. We just got to kick it down. There's something behind there that's blocking it, but we just got to knock that door down. And I mean, just like we was talking about in our meeting, man, I'm ready to play again this week.
You are.
So it's tough, but you know, I understand, you know, what goes on, and I understand the wins and losses of things and the disappointment, and you know, people thinking like a higher draft pick is going to change things, but it don't matter what number of draft pick we are, it's going to be about the men that we already have in this room and in this building. So I think physically we're ready for that challenge. Mentally, we were tested a lot this year. And for the most part, we held it down. But it's going to take a whole nother level to get to where we want. It's going to be tough, as we know. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fair. Just got
to
do it.
What has this climb meant to you? Because you're trying to reach the top, right? But we talked about your tenure here. And then you couple that with the fact that Jets fans, they're starving for a winner, as you know. You're part of this community. It's been 13 years without a postseason berth. What has the climb meant to you? And how are those scars going to help you once you get up there?
For me, it means everything. You know, you get the most out of your, you know, your players when they're playing for their coaches, they're playing for their teammates, but also when they have a connection with the city. And I got connected really quick my first 2 years. Like I knew the history of the Jets in the past. I've obviously just been a football fan being in the league when they were, I mean, I only played, I didn't play against the Jets the year that when I was with the Ravens, I got hurt, so I missed, actually they played the Giants and Jets back to back, so I missed those games. But when you used to look on that schedule, you used to mark those off the calendar already. So just from my first year here to being in that experience to where we are now, you know, all the talk, all the hype that we had, all sounds good, but it's just an example, man, of just the work that you put in and the vision that you have to have no matter what nobody says or what the results may say about you. Like, I'm a champion. That's in my DNA. A 7-10 record not going to tell me anything different. You know, losing the game is not going to make me come to work any different just because that happened. So, like, I can care less about that. It's about how we approach it. It's about what we're doing to change those things and make it better. And that's just a mental part of it. Like I said, man, we all been playing this game so long. Like, that part is easy. Now we got to figure out how to win and, you know, how to come back from adversity and not let it get in our way.
Have you thought of your career in terms of being reflective and saying, I'm past 30, but your mindset keeps you playing at such a high level? Have you thought of your career in terms of, hey, down the line, I know I only have this many years or whatever, mm-hmm. things like that. Do you think big picture at all once you get to an offseason?
Sometimes, like even in the season, it's really not my fault because everybody else talks about the age.
Yeah.
So that's when I like when my head, I'm like, well, I'm really not old. If you're talking life, but
right.
If you want to go football, all right, I'm older, but like I feel great. And you know, that's just I give credit to this organization. You know, bringing the right people in. When I come to work, I'm not coming. Even if I do come in with an attitude or I'm not having a good day, as soon as I get in my linebacker meeting room, I'm good because, you know, those are my brothers. You know, they share the same pain, the same passion, the same love. We just got a locker room full of great people and our coaches too. So, you know, when you can come to work after a tough game, after a tough loss, after an injury, but still find joy in it and still find a way to improve and get better. You know, that's what it's all about.
What brings you the most joy as far as playing ball is concerned? Because your love is clear.
Seeing my teammates have the same vision that I have, wanting to be a champion here, wanting to change the way things I talked about the New York Jets and wanting to be the reason why. You know, it definitely didn't happen overnight. My leadership that you see today, the captain that I am now, when I first got the star, that person is definitely not who I am now with four stars on my chest. You know, and it took a lot of scars, took a lot of battle scars. I go back to 21, those three wins that we had felt like everything because we put in so much work. And even though we weren't getting the results, we didn't change, man. We kept fighting. It was tough on our defense, but when we were rewarded with wins and with victories and, you know, with the big plays, you know, it felt great. And that was because we put in the work and you can see it in our defense now. Like, those are the same guys. You know, think about Huff, think about Bryce Hall, think about Michael Carter II. You know, think about all these guys that have the name for themselves. They started out with nothing. They wanted to earn it. Think about T.A., speaking about earning. You know, his first training camp in, Rick asked the guys like what you want to do, what's your goal here? He said, hey, I want to take somebody's spot, not look at them. So those are the type of men that we have to have to get what we want.
Are you gonna watch the playoffs?
I'll probably turn it on and just flip through the channels. So we'll see.
Is it hard as a competitor, or is it something that you can watch?
It's definitely hard because I know we're a playoff team. We're a playoff caliber team, but we didn't earn it this year, you know. We didn't take it away, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I can be salty, but can I really? Because it's a team sport and we didn't play to our standard this year. Like I said, we're not gonna make any excuses. Every team has to go through adversity. Every championship team has to go through adversity. So it's how can we get over that hump, or how can we handle this adversity and not let it mess up or not let it carry on a losing streak? So how can we fix it and get it right and not let it happen again?
How are you going to approach the offseason personally?
For me, thankfully, no injuries. So don't have any surgeries, no setbacks. So obviously take the small little break that we have. But for me, just take another step in this defense, just reviewing, you know, my self goals. obviously number one is his hands, jugs, one interception, 15 pass deflections. So just work on, just small things I can work on, man. And with this defense, you know, I feel like every single game I learn something new in our defense. So that's always exciting for me to try to master something new in our defense. If an offense give us a new scheme or a new blocking scheme, as soon as that play is over, like I'm on the sideline, like, all right, bet, how can we fix it? What defense are we in? What defensive line is going to make this cut? Which nickelback or which safety is about to be in the box if they do this? So, I mean, it just gets me excited. So, just grow.
So you're going to hit the jugs?
Hit the jugs.
Get your hands on a lot of balls. We're going to have more interceptions from CJ Mosley next year.
The whole defense, for sure.
Even though you guys made a major step forward in terms of the takeaways this year.
Yeah, good defense. I remember how they played, but great ones I remember from scoring. Mm. So let's score some points.
Let's score some points. I like that. CJ, as always, appreciate your time.
Appreciate
Looking
you.
Forward to seeing you back here at the spring.
For sure. Excited for it.